Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap with me, Paige Estratore, on behalf of Financial Services Online, giving you the latest buzz in the world of personal and business insurance right here on financialservicesonline.com.au. It's Thursday, July 24th, 2025. Let's dive into the headlines making waves this week. First off, major changes are looming for the New South Wales Workers' Compensation Scheme, with a spotlight thrown on underinsurance issues and employer noncompliance. The State Insurance Regulatory Authority identified an alarming $60 million in uncollected premiums, primarily due to widespread employer audit failures. They have been able to resolve over 294,000 wage discrepancies so far. At this point, the leadership seeks to introduce stricter measures that could lead to fines or even prosecutions directed at high-revenue employers who fail to comply. The goal here is to make sure that workers are protected and that the system maintains its integrity. In a similar vein, but in a separate realm of insurance, Arac Insurance triumphed in a dispute about their reduction of a vehicle's value. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, backed up RAC after a policyholder disputed a new valuation following a total loss claim. The policyholder alleged not having reviewed the notice detailing this change, but AFCA sided with RAC, citing adherence to policy terms. A stark reminder, perhaps, to pay close attention to the finer details in your policy. In technology news, Microsoft is facing some serious heat after a major security breach. The problem lies with its SharePoint collaboration software, which has potentially given unauthorized access to global organizations and governments. Microsoft is urging those affected to apply immediate security patches. They are under pressure to find a fast solution for this significant breach, one that signals a warning for all companies to keep their security systems up to date. Finally, today, AFCA has underscored the need for fairness in insurance payouts in a recent ruling against TAL. The life insurer was reprimanded for stopping income protection payments without providing notice to the policyholder. This led AFCA to order TAL to compensate the claimant for benefits and related interest, an essential precedent highlighting insurers' obligations to maintain open lines of communication. And that concludes this week's Insurance News Wrap. Tune in next week for more industry updates. Remember to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for all your personal and business insurance needs. I'm Paige Estratore signing off. Stay safe, Australia.